Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode, Money and Happiness. So they say money can't buy you happiness. I think this is actually very true in a lot of circumstances. I know so many miserable millionaires, and I mean miserable, I'm not talking about how they spend their money. I'm talking about them not being happy or maybe being lonely, and no matter how much money is in their bank, they just can't find fulfillment in love or happiness. And I also know some extremely happy people that have no money at all or have very limited supply to cash flow. But I also heard a good saying before that I know money might buy me happiness, but I would rather be crying in my Ferrari. I let you decide what you think about that comment. I'm going to assume that most people listening to today's episode are between 18 and 100 years of age. If you're over 100 years of age, congratulations. Obviously, I jest with being over 100 years of age, but I want you to look at a timeline in your mind of 18 to 100 years of age. And I'm going to talk about what happens between that timeline for most of us in no particular order. Some of them are obvious and some of them are just random. And the reason why I want you to think about this running order is I want to talk to you about at the end is how money and happiness comes into this timeline. So take it that when we all leave school at 18 years of age or earlier in some circumstances, we might go to college or we might get a job straight away. And this is usually when after we get our job, we usually establish taxes. We usually get our first experience of tax when we're emergency taxed by the revenue commissioners and we all freak and wonder where most of our wages are gone. What things are going to happen in life is we're going to fall in love, we're going to buy cars, we're going to go on holidays, and we're probably going to buy a house. We might buy more than one property during our lifetime. We might buy residential investment properties for rental income purposes, or we might buy a holiday home. We might get promotions at work, or some of us will go out and set up our own businesses. Some of us are going to have children, they're going to watch them grow and have a really good experience. Some might go to job sharing or go part-time during their working career. And then other people are going to sit back and wait for retirement. And you might consult when you get to retirement, or you might just complete stop working the day you get to 60 or 65 years of age. Now, they're a list of kind of the good things that will happen. But as we all know, good and bad things will happen in life. And when I talk about the bad things, I'm talking about accident, sickness, illness and death. Now, when I mention those things, I'm hoping that no one's going to experience these until they're in old age. And that, unfortunately, we have to realise that some of these things will happen when you're younger for some of us. And that's just unfortunate, but as you know, some people get held a really, really bad deal in life. And actually, after death, when you think about it, your financial issues or problems or happiness doesn't stop there. You're still going to be going to have a will, you're going to have an estate, and you're going to have to distribute that, and the revenue commissions are going to be there to look for their inheritance tax and most issues as well. You know, they say there's only two things in life that are guaranteed, debt and taxes. And the reason I'm giving you this timeline of 18 to 100 and talking about all the things I just spoke about is I do believe that the more money you have and the more comfortable you are with money, each one of those things, or most of those things rather, will be more enjoyable. I'm going to take love out of it, and I'm going to take the likes of holidays out of it as well. And that's because, you know, I remember my Leaving Cert holiday being one of the most exciting holidays I was ever on, and I hadn't got an absolute washer going on that holiday. And yet it was an amazing time. But when you look at everything else, you know, when you're going to set up your own business, or you're going to buy your own house or buy more property, or when you're going to retire, or when you're going to have children. Now, I'm not saying you need a lot of money when it comes to children, but you might want to take extended paternity leave or maternity leave to spend more time with your kids. You might want to make sure your kids are set up well to go to third level education. You have education funds in place for your children. The point of this is that even through the good or the bad times, the more sound financially you are, probably the better the experience is going to be. As I said, leaving outside the love and the holidays. And let's think of a couple of examples of this. Let's think about if we were to get sick or be seriously ill or have an accident, the last thing you want in a health crisis is a financial crisis. And that's why when it comes to a financial plan, and we talk about financial planning, I'm going to do this in a couple of episodes, we talk about protecting, growing and replacing your income. For this, we're going to talk about protecting your income. You know, you need to have the likes of the income protection plan in place, have your emergency fund in place, which we spoke about in previous episodes, and make sure you're set up financially. So if anything goes wrong, you can weather the storm. But also when it comes to looking for the first house or looking for, you know, setting up your own business, you need to be cash rich in those circumstances as well. So does money buy you happiness? Probably not. Like I said, I know a lot of miserable millionaires, but it can make the life journey from 18 to 100 years of age a hell of a lot more enjoyable and way more comfortable should something go wrong. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, I'm going to ask you to please mention the friends and family and share it on your social media pages if possible. Cheers and have a good day.